Hello, and welcome to The Sound of Science with Sam Hollick and Penny Sarche, rounding up the week's science news.
Two studies have identified the same gene as being key in a person's response to a group of chemotherapy agents. Drugs like Taxol and vincristine work by binding tubulin proteins, which are key components of a cell's cytoskeleton. When drugs bind to the cytoskeleton of a cancerous cell, it is unable to divide and multiply, eventually resulting in the death of that cell. Some cancer cells, however, resist this treatment and continue to survive. It has now been found that this can be due to defects in a known anti-cancer gene, which lead to a high level of a cell protein that usually appears to be affected by treatment with Taxol or vincristine. This finding suggests that in future, chemotherapy could be tailored to the patient, with cancer cells which contain the defective anti-cancer gene being treated by different means.
Studying spider silk at the atomic level has improved our understanding of why it is so strong yet so light. It is known that spider silk consists of both crystalline and amorphous, or disordered, components. By simulating how these components are put together, scientists were able to work out what structures give the silk its amazing properties. Since spider silk is both less dense than cotton and as strong as steel, understanding its structure could lead to the development of improved artificial materials.
An enzyme has been identified that strengthens existing memories. When a new memory is made, connections called synapses are formed between neurons in the brain. In order to retain a memory, these synapses need to be strengthened. Now, a study has found that a type of protein kinase improves memory retention in rats. Protein kinases are enzymes that modify proteins by adding phosphate groups onto them. This memory-enhancing enzyme appears to modify synapse proteins that are responsible for receiving messages from other neurons via neurotransmitter chemicals. It is thought that the action of this enzyme results in synapses being more sensitive to these neurotransmitters, allowing better recall of memories. With this discovery, we are getting closer to effective treatments for enhancing memories in people suffering from amnesia or dementia.
New species of fungi have been found in Brazilian rainforests that infect ants in order to propagate. The fungus grows inside the ant and releases chemicals to control its behaviour. Before the ant dies, it leaves its colony to climb a plant and bite onto the underside of a leaf. From this height, the fungus releases spores to infect more ants on the forest floor below. Chemicals from the related Cordyceps family of fungi are used in some modern anti-malarial drugs and antibiotics.
Elephants have been found to be social cooperators. When faced with a task which required two elephants to pull ropes at the same time to release a treat reward, the animals were capable of waiting for the help of another and coordinating their actions in order to work together. This discovery implies that elephants are capable of a higher level of social thinking and places them alongside humans, chimpanzees, hyenas, and rooks on the list of animals known to work together. Interestingly, elephants were found to be able to wait for help longer than chimpanzees, which appear to be more impatient. This finding begins to scientifically investigate the cooperative abilities of elephants, which have been well observed in nature, with groups known to use their tusks together to lift fallen individuals up again.
That's all for The Sound of Science this term. Join us again in Trinity for more science news.